Hallelujah. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿神祝大家平安。
Today, our topic is to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
今天下午我们的题目是为耶路撒冷求平安。
We always pray.
我们常常祷告。
We always pray for God to bless us and guide us.
我们常常在祷告当中都求神祝福跟赐我们平安。
But what is the key to receive blessing from God?
但是在祷告当中，如何才能够得到我们所要求的平安呢？
That is all we want to know.
这都是我们大家想要知道的。
Because everybody loves blessing.
因为大家都喜欢被祝福。
But how can we receive the blessing?
但是我们如何能从神那里得到祝福？
Let's turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 122.
我们请翻开诗篇一百二十二篇
Psalm 122
诗篇第一百二十二篇
Verse 6 to 9
第六节到第九节
Psalm 122 Verse 6 to 9
诗篇第一百二十二篇第六节到第九节一百二十二篇第六节你们要为耶路撒冷求平安耶路撒冷啊爱你的人必然兴旺第七节愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。第八节，因我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说愿平安在你们中间。第九节，因主我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
Here tell us the key point to receive blessing from the Lord.
在这边告诉我们的一个关键，如何来得福。
Verse 6 tells us you have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
第六节告诉我们说我们要为耶路撒冷来求平安。
Those who love you shall be prosperous.
结果是爱你的人必然兴旺。
We all love blessing.
我们都喜欢平安。
We always ask God to give us blessing.
我们都喜欢被神来祝福。
But how can we receive blessing?
但是如何得着？
Here give us a very important concept.
这里告诉我们一个重要的观念。
You must pray for Jerusalem.
首先我们要能够为耶路撒冷来求平安。
If Jerusalem is prosperous,
如果耶路撒冷能够得到兴旺,
then you will also be prosperous.
那么我们就能够得到兴旺。
If Jerusalem have peace,
如果耶路撒冷得了平安,
then you will also have peace.
那么我们在其中的也要得平安。
Why?
为什么?
Physically speaking,
我们就整体而言,
physically speaking, 物质上来说,
我们物质上来说,
where is Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷在哪里?
Of course, Jerusalem is in today Israel.
那么耶路撒冷今天的地理位置在以色列。
But in the past, Jerusalem was very, very important.
但是在过去的年代，耶路撒冷是一个重要城市。
Why?
为什么?
Because the Holy Temple was situated there.
因为神的圣殿就在这个城内。
If you want to worship God, you must go to Jerusalem.
如果要敬拜神，你就要到耶路撒冷。
So today, where is the Jerusalem?
因此今天我们的耶路撒冷在哪里?
Today, Jerusalem is not talking about the physical Jerusalem in the Middle East.
今天的耶路撒冷并不是指着在中东以色列的耶路撒冷城。
Today, the Jerusalem we must pray for is the true church where we are worshiping.
今天我们要求耶路撒冷的平安,这个耶路撒冷就是我们今天的真耶稣教会。
If the church is prosperous,
如果今天我们的教会能够兴旺
You will be also prosperous
那么我们在当中就会被兴旺
If the church is peaceful
如果今天教会得平安
Your family also will be peaceful
那么我们的家庭在当中就得平安
Why?
为什么
We have to find out why first
我们来看看为什么
The first reason is very simple
第一个理由非常简单
Because we spiritually speaking live in Jerusalem
因为属灵的而言我们就住在这个城内
Our family is inside this church environment
我们今天的家庭也就是在这个真耶稣教会这个大家庭里面
This church environment have direct relationship to our well-being
因为这个大家庭跟着我们有息息相关的关系
For example, we live in Canada
比如说我们住在加拿大
If Canada is prosperous
如果加拿大很兴旺
The unemployment rate is very low
那么失业率非常低
Then we benefit because it's easy to find job
我们住在这个国家我们就很容易找工作很容易得幸福
The opposite is also true
但是在另外一方面也是对的。
If the whole social environment is very bad,
如果整个加拿大国家整个国家都不好
，those who live in Canada will also suffer。
我们住在当中的人当然就要受苦了。
Spiritually is the same。
那么属灵而言也是一样。
We come to the church always。
我们常常来教会。
This is the place where we belong。
我们属于这个地方。
We come here to worship God。
我们来这里求神敬拜神。
If in this place we can find prosperity。
如果今天在这里我们能够看到教会的兴旺
Then also we'll be blessed
那么我们在当中的就会被兴旺。
Let's turn to the book of John.
我们请看约翰福音。
Chapter 14, verse 21.
约翰福音第十四章第二十一节。
John 14, 21.
约翰福音第十四章第二十一节。
John 14, 21.
约翰福音十四章第二十一节，二十一节，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
This is love.
这个就是爱。
What is love?
爱是什么？
Jesus tells us very clearly.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们非常清楚。
If you receive the teaching,
如果今天我们接受了命令
，and we do it.
而且遵守了。
This is to love Jesus.
那么这就是爱主耶稣的方法。
Today, everybody says, "I love Jesus."
今天我们大家都爱主耶稣。
But we must do the word of Jesus.
但是我们要遵守他的命令。
And then here tells us, if you love Jesus, you love the one who sent Jesus, which is God the Father.
那么更进一步，如果我们爱主耶稣，那么我们就爱那送他来的父。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
How do we love God?
我们如何爱神
？If we love the church, that means we love God.
如果我们爱教会，也就是说我们爱神了。
How do we love Jesus?
我们如何爱耶稣
？If we love the church, we love Jesus.
如果我们爱教会，也就是爱耶稣。
Why?
为什么
？Because Bible tells us.
因为圣经告诉我们
，the church is the body of Christ.
因为教会就是神的身体。
If you love the body of Christ, of course you love Jesus.
如果你爱基督的身体，也就是爱耶稣了。
How do you show the love to other people today?
我们今天如何爱人呢？
Maybe your son, you love your son very much.
当然，我们爱自己的小孩。
If the body is sick, have a flu, you take care of the body.
如果看到自己的小孩受伤了、感冒了，我们当然会尽心的来照顾他。
You love the body, that means you love the person.
因为你爱他的身体，进一步爱他的人。
You cannot say I love you, but I don't care about your body.
我们不可以说我们爱你，但是我不管你什么样状况。
I only love your soul.
我只爱你的灵魂。
This is not reasonable.
这个是讲不过去的。
So today, how do we love Jesus who is invisible?
今天我们爱那看不见的主耶稣。
You love his body.
我们要先爱他的身体。
Love the church.
就是要爱教会。
And all, let's turn to Psalm 26.
我们再看回诗篇。
Chapter 26.
诗篇第二十六篇。
Psalm 26, verse 8.
诗篇第二十六篇第八节。
Psalm 26, verse 8.
诗篇第二十六篇第八节。第八节，神啊，我喜爱你所住的殿。和你显荣耀的居所。
Here, David, the psalmist, tells us he loved the dwelling place of the Lord.
这边看到写诗的人大卫，他非常喜欢神所住的地方。
Why? Because this is the place God manifests His glory.
因为神所住的，也就是神要彰显他荣耀的地方。
So some people may ask.
所以我们会这么问了。
Why, if the church prospers, I also will be prosperous?
为什么说教会会兴旺，我们就会兴旺呢？
There are a few reasons.
有几个原因的。
First, if the church is prosperous,
第一，如果教会兴旺
，God will also bless us materially.
那么神也会在物质生活上祝福我们。
Why?
为什么
？Because we take care, we place emphasis on spiritual side.
因为我们强调我们属灵方面。
Then God will take care of our life.
那么神就会在物质方面来照顾我们。
You never see a person who is very zealous but go on lacking and begging for food.
我们很少看到在属灵方面非常热心的人，他却在街上当乞丐。
Because God promised, I'll take care of him.
因为神在圣经里面告诉我们，他要照顾这样的人。
In the summertime, I went to a church.
在夏天的时候，我到一个教会。
In USA,
在美国的教会。
To assist for the National Theological Seminar.
那么在那边协助青年的圣经讲习会。
And the worker told me.
那么在那边的同工告诉我们
how they take care of the student for the whole month.
那么在这一个研习会的整个月里面，如何来照顾当地的学生？
There are about totally 150 young people stay in the church compound.
总共有大概超过150位青年来自各地方教会在那里居住。
Plus the counselor, the preachers, around 170 people.
再加上现有的工作人员以及传道者，大概超过了170了。
Stay there for 2 weeks.
在那边一住就是两个礼拜。
And they have to eat there.
他们必须在那吃。
And ask my coworker there who paid the bill because there are so many people eating for so long period of time.
那么我很好奇问我的同工说，我们这样两个礼拜这么多人在这边住，如何来开销啊？
He told me the GA only subsidize per person $4 every day.
他告诉我说，总会呢，每一个人只负担四块钱一天。
I think $4 US every day. How can we eat?
那么四块钱美金一天，每一个人真的很难吃东西的。
Even you cook yourself, but $4 you can only buy breakfast.
那么就算是教会自己煮吧，四块钱连个早餐都吃不到。
Or little bit lunch.
也许可以加点点午餐。
Maybe only eat potato.
午餐可能就很简单的青菜。
吃番薯了。
番薯。
Then $4 per person per day is not enough.
四块钱美金，每一个人一天这样的伙食费真的太少了。
But I go there, I see the food are plenty.
但是我到厨房看到好多的食物啊。
One day eat five meals.
那么每一天有午餐。
Then I ask them, where's the money come from?
我就问他了，那这个开销从哪里来的
？He tell me.
他告诉我。
The local church cover up the rest of the bill.
他说地方教会要来负责所有的开销。
I said, well, this is a big amount.
我就想了，那这么多人吃饭一定会很大的消费啊。
The worker said, "Yes, it's a big amount, but the church, the local church, has enough to pay for the bill."
他说：“当然了，这个消费非常的大，但是地方教会却这么的爱神，愿意负担所有的消费。
Because they know this is to cultivate the next generation of our church.
因为他们知道这个讲习会最重要的要培养青年们。
This is the investment in the future.
对他们而言，这就是一项重要投资。
So thank God, even though years after years they do this kind of holy work.”
很感谢神，我们看到每一年都有教会来负责这样的圣工人员讲习会。
The church worker told me.
那么教会的同工告诉我
，Even though they pay so much, but they never lack the member, the business, the work, the career, all blessed by God.
虽然教会里面要负责这么大的开销，但是在那个教会的所有信徒都受到神的祝福。
The incoming offering is even more than before.
那么受到祝福之后，信徒们的奉献远远超过他们该花出去的钱。
So this means if the church, the faith is prosperous, physical life, God bless.
所以我们可以看到，今天教会如果兴旺的话，那么我们个人的生活就会兴旺。
Secondly, if the church is prosperous.
第二点，如果教会兴旺
，our spiritual life also will be prosperous.
那么我们属灵的生命就会兴旺。
Imagine if you go to a church.
那么我们在去教会，
想象一下
我们想象去教会。
If you go to a church,
如果我们去教会
，all the members are very zealous.
我们看到所有信徒都非常热心。
They all love to come to service.
他们都喜欢来聚会。
All the time the church is packed.
那么教会所有总是许许多人在里面。
Love between brother and sister.
那么弟兄姐妹都看到互相相亲相爱的现象。
People would love to come.
那么大家都喜欢来。
Every time during the sermon,
每次有聚会
，God's spirit is with us.
我们看到神的灵就在当中运行。
God's word touch the heart of people.
我们看到神的话就能够感动人的心。
Always there are truth seeker coming.
我们总是看到有许许多多的慕道者来教会。
Every time spiritual cult convocation, there are people baptized with the Holy Spirit.
每次有灵恩布道大会，我们都看到许多人受洗得圣灵。
And then the church grow divided into more small church.
然后我们看到这个教会开始发展，然后呢分支出去。
Ask yourself, would you love to go to that kind of church?
我们问问自己，如果我们是当中的信徒，我们会不会高兴？
Even nobody force you to go to service, you say, I want to go to service.
就算没有人要强迫你来到这个教会，你也会想要来啊。
But if you go to a church,
但是如果你去另外一个教会，
become weaker and weaker.
那么看到越来越弱了，
fewer and fewer people.
越来越软弱，越来越少人了。
Sometimes you yourself also feel weak.
有时候你在当中，你自己都觉得自己软弱。
So the prosperity of the church also related to our own spiritual prosperity.
因此，教会的兴旺也关系了我们属灵的兴旺。
Thirdly,
第三点
，If the church is prosperous,
如果教会兴旺
，our next generation will also be blessed.
相对的，我们的下一代就会得到神的祝福。
Because they would love to come to church.
因为我们的下一代就喜欢来教会。
They would love to come to the RE classes.
他们喜欢来宗教教育。
They would love to serve God.
他们就喜欢来侍奉神。
Then God will also bless them the physical life.
同样的，这样子神就会祝福他们。
So remember, we are in the same boat.
所以我们要记住一个重点，我们都在一艘船上。
If the church is prosperous,
如果同一艘船，教会会兴旺。
We will be prosperous.
那么我们在其中就会兴旺。
So that's why the Bible tells us, how do you receive the blessing?
所以今天圣经告诉我们如何来得祝福呢？
You have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
我们要能够为耶路撒冷求平安。
If you love Jerusalem, God love you.
如果你爱耶路撒冷，神就要爱我们。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们请看哥林多前书。
I love this verse very much.
我自己很喜欢这个经节。
Chapter 8, verse 3.
哥林多前书第八章第一节。
第三节。
第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3.
哥林多前书第八章第三节。哥林多前书第八章第三节，若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
I think this is a very good verse.
这是好很好的经节。
If anybody loves God,
若是有人爱人爱神
，He is known by God.
那么他就会被神所知道。
If you love another person, that person may not know.
如果我们爱一个人，对方可能不见得知道。
所谓的暗恋哈 ，You love secretly.
我们有时候会听到说有人暗恋谁。
That person may not know.
因为有时候我们爱一个人，对方不知道的。
Sometimes the parent love the children so much, but the children don't know.
我们常听到父母总是爱儿女，儿女总是不领情啊。
Rebellious.
那么我们会觉得他们有时候会不遵守我们的命令，会反叛的。
But if you love God,
但是如果我们爱神
，God knows you love Him.
神这边告诉我们，神知道的。
So pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
所以我们为耶路撒冷求平安。
If you love Jerusalem, God will love you.
如果我们爱耶路撒冷，神要爱我们。
So now we come to a question: How do we pray for the peace of Jerusalem?
今天问题来了，我们如何为耶路撒冷来求平安呢
？We talked about a few points.
我们以几点来跟大家分享。
First,
第一点。
We have to pray for the forgiveness of sin.
我们首先要为罪来求赦免。
Ask the Lord to forgive our weaknesses.
我们要求神求主来赦免我们的罪跟软弱。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
我们请看民数记。
Numbers chapter 14.
民数记的第十四章。
Verse 11 to 12.
民数记的第十四章十一节到十二节。
Numbers chapter 14, verse 11 to 12.
民数记十四章第十一节，神对摩西说：“这百姓藐视我要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这一切神迹，他们还不信我要到几时呢？”十二节，我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不得承受那地。叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们强盛。
Here mention about the story of Moses brought the people of Israel out of Egypt and want to enter the land of Canaan.
那么这个故事大家都非常清楚，摩西带领以色列百姓出了埃及，要进入迦南。
God is ready to bring them in.
神已经预备好要带他们进去完美的地方。
But they themselves are not ready to receive the blessing.
很可惜的，以色列百姓却还没有做好准备来得神的祝福。
This is our problem.
这个就是我们今天的问题。
We human beings, we always blame God. God, you do not bless me.
今天我们常常埋怨神，神不祝福我。
But we must ask ourselves one question.
但是我们要反问自己啊。
Are we ready to receive the blessing?
我们是不是已经准备好要得神的祝福
？God wants us to bring us there, but sometimes we refuse to go.
在这里，我们看到神要带他们进去，但是他们却不愿意去。
Jesus tells us, "Do this, and you will receive blessing." But sometimes we refuse.
主耶稣告诉我们要遵守这个，要遵守那个，但是我们却。拒绝遵守
，so they don't want to go in.
所以这边告诉我们，他们不想进去。
They murmur against God.
他们常常藐视神。
They even pick up the stone they want to throw on Moses and kill Moses and Aaron.
他们甚至拿起石头要来杀了摩西。
God is angry.
神在这里生气了。
God promised.
神说了
，I want to kill these rebellious people and no one of them shall enter my promised land.
神说要用瘟疫击杀他们，他们没有一个可以进我应许的地。
If we were Moses.
今天如果我们是摩西
，What we will say？
我们要说什么
？Maybe think, oh, thank God, finally, I can quit this job. I have a new job now.
我们的心里会想说，感谢神啊，神终于有反应了。从现在开始
，I'm tired of these people.
因为我觉得这群人实在太糟糕了。
But I cannot quit now. God, you say you quit, you kill them. Okay, thank you very much.
那么今天我是个领导者，但是神说你要杀了他们，就快做吧。
And God even said, I'll bless your descendants, and they will be bigger than them.
在这边，神告诉摩西，他要祝福摩西的后裔，让他们更强。
I think if we were Moses, we would say, "Yes, thank God, may your will be done." Hallelujah.
今天，如果我们是摩西，看到这两个经节，又听到神的应许，我们会说太好了。
愿主的旨意成全了。
愿主的旨意成全了。
But no, he did not say this.
但是在这边，摩西没有这么说。
Let's read verse 13 on.
我们再看十三节，摩西怎么说
？13 to 16.
十三到十六节，摩西对神说。埃及人必听见这事，因为你曾施展大能，将这百姓从他们中间领上来。十四节，埃及人要将这事传给迦南地的居民，那民已经听见你神是在这百姓中间，因为你面对面被人看见，有你的云彩停在他们以上，你日间在云柱中，夜间在火柱中，在他们前面行。十五节，如今你若把这百姓杀了，如杀一人，那些听见你名声的列邦必议论说。十六节，神因为不能把这百姓领进他向他们应许是启示应许之地，所以在旷野把他们杀了。
This is the prayer of Moses.
这是摩西的祷告哦。
Why his prayer can touch God?
为什么他的祷告会感动神
？He prayed for Israel.
他为了以色列民而来祷告。
He prayed for Jerusalem.
他为了耶路撒冷的百姓来祷告。
He did not pray for himself.
他并没有为自己来祷告。
He did not pray for, "Oh God, vindicate me. Hear my complaint. I've been suffering."
他并没有为了自己的受苦、自己的问题来向神求祈求。
He tells God.
他告诉神
，God, if you kill them like killing a person,
如果你杀百姓像杀人一样
，What happened to your name?
那么你的名会如何呢
？People will say you cannot bring them to the land of Canaan, and that's why you kill them.
这边说，摩西说，如果你杀了他们，就是告诉大家，因为你带不进去他们，所以你要杀他们。
When he prayed, he always think about God's glory.
当摩西在向神祷告的时候，他总是记得神的荣耀。
He think if God is glorified, then I'll be blessed.
他总是先认定神的名如果得到荣耀，我就会得到祝福。
If God's name is not glorified, then what good is it for me even to be a big nation?
如果神的名没有得到最大荣耀，那么我生存的意义又何在呢
？That's why God hears his prayer.
所以神在这里听了摩西的祷告。
Today is the same.
今天同理可证。
Now God save us.
神救了我们。
God put us into the true church.
神把我们领到了真耶稣教会。
We cannot separate ourselves from the true Jesus church.
今天我们不可以从真耶稣教会再分离出去。
If the church is prosperous,
如果教会是兴旺的
，we will be blessed.
我们就会得到祝福。
If the church is not prosperous,
如果教会不兴旺
，we can also not be blessed.
我们同样的不会被祝福。
So sometimes we pray for the church.
所以我们为什么说要为教会祷告
？Oh Lord, forgive us.
我们会求神原谅我们。
Forgive our weaknesses.
来原谅我们的软弱。
So don't neglect this kind of prayer.
所以不要小看这样的祷告。
Even though God decided I want to kill the people,
甚至神在这里已经说我要杀了以色列百姓。
But because of Moses' prayer, God said, "Okay, I'll give them another chance."
但是我们看了摩西的祷告，神回转心意，给了百姓再一次机会。
So the prayer of intercession is so strong.
所以我们看到代祷的功能是多么的强烈。
Even God said he want to give up, but Moses did not give up.
虽然就算神已经决定放弃这些人，但是摩西不放弃。
And God gave another chance.
但是神在这边回心转意，听了摩西的祷告，给大家再一次机会。
So if we see weaknesses, what is our attitude?
所以今天我们看到软弱，我们的态度如何
？If we see our family member in weaknesses, what is our attitude?
今天我们看到我们的家人有软弱。我们的态度如何
？Maybe we'll complain.
也许我们会抱怨。
You'll give up.
我们也许或放弃了。
That doesn't help.
但是那个帮不了忙的。
Pray for the person who is weak.
唯一的方法就是为这个软弱的人祷告。
If you see our church sometimes have some weaknesses.
当我们在教会里面看到有些软弱。
Pray for the church.
我们要为教会而祷告。
If you see the minister has weaknesses.
今天我们看到传道人
，You can pray for the minister.
传道人看到传道人软弱，要为传道祷告。
So Moses pray for the weaknesses of the Israelites.
所以我们看到这个例子，摩西为了以色列人的软弱来祷告。
Because if there is sin, there's no peace.
因为如果有罪，就没有平安。
Today, why sometimes the family also will quarreling so much sometimes?
所以今天我们看到有些家庭为什么总是的争吵，吵吵闹闹的
？Sin is there.
因为罪在里面。
Wherever there is sin, there's no peace.
凡是有罪的地方就没有平安。
Just like our body, if the virus attack us, our body do not feel fine.
就好像我们全身一样，如果有细菌进来，我们这个身体就不会很好。
So we have to pray for the church.
所以我们重点要为教会祷告。
Secondly,
第二点
，we must pray for the leaders of the church.
我们要为了教会的领导者祷告。
For example, the church board member, the ministers.
比如说，我们看到教会有职务会，有传道者、工作人。
We have to pray for them.
我们要为他们祷告。
Why?
为什么
？Because they are just like the locomotive, 火车头。
因为今天我们看到他们就好像整个列车的火车头。
They have to lead the whole church for the ministry, the work of God in worship, everything.
因为他们要出力将这个教会带往神的路上。
If they are strong,
如果他们够强
，the church, the whole church will be strong.
那么整个教会就会坚强。
If the church body is very strong.
如果职务会非常的坚强
the whole church will be strong.
那么整个教会同样的也坚强
the whole church was very united.
如果整个教会职务会都非常的一心
the whole church will be very united.
那么整个教会你就看到一意
if the whole church board or the workers minister is very zealous.
如果我们看到整个职务会都非常的热心
and also the minister also very zealous.
那么看到教会的 工人都非常的热心
the whole church will be zealous.
那么整个教会就会带往热心
they are just like a locomotive.
他们就好像一个火车的火车头一样。
But Paul tell us.
但是保罗在这边告诉我们。
Sometimes he also be weak.
连保罗自己都说他自己有时软弱。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们请看哥林多的后书。
Chapter 11.
十一章。
Verse 28.
哥林多后书第十一章第二十八节。
2 Corinthians 11:28.
哥林多后书第十一章第二十八节。 第二十八节，除了这外面的事，我除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
29.
二九节，有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁祷告跌倒，我不焦急呢？31节，那永远可松。
30节，
我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我软弱的事便了。
Sometimes we think Paul is a super apostle.
我们常常看到保罗的事迹，都觉得他是一个很了不起的工人。
He goes everywhere to preach the gospel.
他到各地方去传神的福音。
He can perform miracles.
他能够行神迹。
He can write lots of letters.
他能够写许多的书信。
He can even resurrect the dead.
他甚至能够叫死人复活。
He can establish many churches.
他能够建立许许多教会。
Wow, he is a super apostle.
所以我们看起来保罗是一个非常好的一个工人。
But is he a superman?
但是他是个超人吗？
No.
他当然不是。
Paul said,
保罗在这边说了。
Who is weak that I do not feel weak?
他说有谁软弱我不软弱的呢？
Worker of God is also a person, a human being.
因为神的工人也是人。
Especially, they have so much pressure.
特别是当他们有很多的事压在他们身上。
Outside, there are persecutions.
外面有保罗面对外面有这个
People.
有逼迫的。
Inside, there are the worries and burdens of the churches.
在里面担心各个教会的成长。
And then you feel weak sometimes.
当然，保罗就会觉得有时候真的心力交瘁呀。
Devil is very clever. Devil is very clever.
我们看到
cunning.
撒旦就非常狡猾了。
He knows how to destroy work of God.
他知道如何来摧毁神的工作。
He knows destroy the locomotive, destroy the leaders, make them feel weak, then the whole church will be weak.
他知道如果把这个火车头给打坏了，那么这个火车就走不了哪里去。
The devil is very cunning.
我们看到撒旦非常的狡诈。
He knows how to destroy a family.
他知道如何来使一个家庭混乱。
If the father, if the mother, the faith is weak, then the whole family, the faith cannot be strong.
如果他能够让父亲或者母亲这个家庭的领导者软弱的话，那这个家庭就软弱了。
He's cunning.
他是非常奸诈的。
That's why we must be careful.
所以我们说要小心啊。
We have to pray for the workers of the church.
我们常常要为了这个带领的火车头来祷告啊。
There was a minister. There was a worker.
那么有一位这样的传道工人。
There was one point in his life he felt very, very weak.
那么在他的传道的工作里面呢，有一次他觉得非常软弱。
He testified to me.
他向我这样的见证。
There was one point he really cannot go on. He cannot work anymore.
在他生活里面到了一个点，他不能够再继续工作了。
He even prepared his resignation letter.
他甚至准备好自己的辞职信了。
But before he submitted his resignation.
但是在他送辞职信出去的时候
，Suddenly, there was one Sabbath day. There was a little girl come to her.
突然间，在一个安息日，有一个小女孩跟他说话。
Said, "Preacher, I give you a bookmark."
他告诉他说：“传道，我给你一个书签呐。”
I said, "Oh, you give me a bookmark. What is it?"
你给我这样的书签呐、啊，什么东西
？And then received it from the little girl. Open it.
他得到这个书签以后，他打开来看。
The bookmark only say two words.
这个书签只有两个字。
Don't quit.
不要辞掉。
不要放弃。
不要放弃了。
And of course, a small paragraph, but the big word is don't quit.
当然，底下还有一些小字，但是重点是说不要放弃。
He said, "It's God sent His angel to encourage me."
对他来讲，他觉得神派了这样的小天使来告诉他。
And then he was encouraged.
他真的为了这些字而被鼓励了。
Yes, even Jesus never quit.
就好像主耶稣他从不放弃一样。
How can I quit today?
今天主耶稣不放弃，我怎么能说放弃
？So he continued his work.
所以他继续了他的工作的工程。
So we must pray and encourage the workers of God.
所以今天我们要常常为了神的工人来祷告啊。
Including the church board, the full-time minister, and all the workers.
这包括了这些职务会这些所谓的神的工人。
The third point.
第三点。
We must pray.For the increase in numbers of the church,
我们要为教会能够增加人数来祷告。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
我们请看以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书。
36:37.
36:37。以西结书36:37。神如此说。我要增加以色列家的人数，多如羊群，他们必为这事向我求问，我要给他们成就。38节，耶路撒冷在守节做祭物所献的羊群怎样多，照样荒凉的诚意 必被人群充满，他们要知道我是神。
This is the prophecy.
这边告诉我们一个预言。
It's God's prophecy.
是神的预言。
And God said, I'll increase the number of Israel.
神说要让以色列家的人数来增加。
There are two levels.
有两个阶段。
The historical level.
以历史而言。
Because they were captured in the past.
因为他们在过去曾经被被掳了。
And they were in Babylon. They have no country.
他们被掳到巴比伦去，他们已经失掉了自己的家园。
Many people were killed by the war because they were rebellious to God.
因为他们的背叛神，因此受到神的惩罚，死了很多人。
So the population diminished.
所以他以色列人的人口数急剧下降。
But God promised them.
但是神在这边要应许他们。
One day I'll bring you back to your own country.
有一天我要将你们全部带回家乡，
and I'll increase the number.
而且还要增加人数。
This is the physical level.
这个使得是物质而言。
And God fulfilled it already.
那么在历史上，神已经完成了他的预言。
But there's another level.
但是另一方面
，which is talking about the true church.
另外一方面就指的我们的真教会了。
Because we know the true Jerusalem is not the physical earthly Jerusalem.
我们之前讲到了真耶路撒冷不是所谓现在的耶路撒冷城。
It's talk about the true church.
而是讲的真耶稣教会。
So here God tells us.
今天神在这边告诉我们。
I want to increase the number of the house of Israel.
今天我要将以色列家的人数增加。
And they will pray for me about this matter.
他们要为了这件事情来求问我。
And I'll fulfill them.
我要这样的来应许他们。
What does God want us to pray for?
今天神要我们求什么？
What do we pray for always?
应该问问说我们通常在祷告求什么？
Pray, Jesus, help me increase my salary.
我们总是求神加添我们薪水吧。
Oh, pray, Jesus, help me improve my investment.
求神让我的投资能够得到最好报酬吧。
Oh Lord, help me increase my marks so that my GPA is higher.
能够求神在我的学业上能够帮助我，让我的成绩够好。
This is all we pray for always.
我们常常在这些事情上求。
This is not wrong. This is our daily life. We ask God to bless us.
这个没有问题，这都是我们每一天所遇到的种种的问题。
But as we said before,
但是就像我们之前所说的，
how can we receive blessing?
我们如何要得到真正的祝福？
Pray for the church first.
要能够为教会而求。
Pray for the prosperity of Jerusalem.
为神的国以色列来求。
Pray for the increase of the numbers.
能够为神增加以色列家的人数而求。
God is waiting. If you pray this, I'll add your number.
神说了，他在等我们这样的求问，因为我们这样求，那么他就要祝福我们。
But the poor fact is, not many of us has been praying about this.
但是事实上，我们反问自己，我们常常不这么求。
We pray about more our own personal matters.
我们总是为了自己的利益而求。
So God said, "If you pray for me about this, I'll bless you."
神在这边应许我们，如果我们为了这件事而求，神就要成就我们。
In downstairs the kitchen, I don't know whether you discover there was a newspaper cutting.
在楼下厨房有这么一个剪报。
There was a talk about how many municipalities in the Greater Vancouver region.
说到说在大温哥华地区有多少个城市
Do you know how many?
大家不知道有多少的小小大大小小的城市在这个大温地区。
In the past, I thought only maybe 6 or 7 or 8.
过去我总是以为大概六或七个吧。
But on that newspaper cutting, it tells us 22 municipalities in the Greater Vancouver region.
但是那张简报告诉我说，在这大温地区总共有22个大大小小的地区跟城市。
I was thinking one day.
那么有一天我这么想，
If we through Jesus Christ, this true gospel can be preached to all these 22 area.
我们看这22个大大小小地区跟城市，今天我们想，如果真耶稣教会能够在每一个城市都能够建立，
If God increase our numbers,
如果神要加添我们的人数，
We should not be happy we just pack this chapel, but we must think about what does God want us to do.
我们今天不是把这个教会坐满了就安心了，我们要求神要我们做什么。
I think if all our members pray about this,And God fulfill.
如果每一位在座的信徒都为了要增加教会人数而求，神会成就我们。
Because this is the Bible, the promise.
因为这个是神的应许啊。
We must pray for this.
我们一定要为这件事而求。
But not only praying.
但是不只是求而已。
We must outreach to preach, to share the gospel, to tell people, to invite people to come.
我们应该走到外面去，把福音带给别人。
So this is very, very important.
这是非常重要的一件事啊。
Fourthly speaking.
第四个
we must ask God to send our workers to work for God.
那么今天我们要求神 差遣工人到外面传福音。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
我们请看马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Verse 36 to 38.
马太福音第九章第三十六节到三十八节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 to 38.
马太福音第九章三十六节，他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。三十七节，于是对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。”三十八，所以你们当求庄稼的主，叫打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Here, when Jesus was going to different cities and villages to preach, Jesus saw this problem and limitation.
那么在这段福音里面看到主耶稣到各地传讲天国的福音的时候看到这样的问题。
Verse 36, Jesus has mercy on them.
36节我们看到了主耶稣对人的怜悯。
They are like sheep without a shepherd.
他看到这些痛苦流离的人好像羊失了牧者一样。
We should have this kind of vision.
今天我们也要有这样的眼光。
Why would we preach to people?
为什么我们要去传福音给别人
?Like Jesus.
就好像主耶稣在这里。
When Jesus see a person, Jesus think that he is a sheep without shepherd.
当主耶稣看到别人，看到人，他就会怜悯他们，就认为他们是羊没有了牧人。
Yes, he has food.
当然，这个人吃得饱。
Yes, he has a shelter.
当然，他可以住得好。
But spiritually, he is a sheep without a shepherd.
但是在这个人的属灵生命，就好像是羊没有了牧人。
You know, sheep cannot survive by itself.
我们都知道羊不可以自己生存的。
Sheep need a shepherd to guide them into a pasture.
羊需要一个牧人带他们到青草地上。
We human beings are very lonely in spirit.
今天人类在属灵方面非常寂寞。
We have all the material we need, but yet the heart is in vain.
我们看到今天的世界如何的发展高科技，但是我们看到人的心越来越寂寞。
They are like a sheep without shepherd.
他们的心就好像羊没有了牧人。
Jesus, the heart is burning.
那么今天我们看到主耶稣在这边，他的心是火热的。
But Jesus, what did he say?
但是主耶稣这么说。
There are plenty of harvest, but the workers are few.
他有个结论了，说要收的庄稼多，但是工人太少啊。
Those who work in the factory or work in production, we know.
今天我们如果有人在工厂或是这些生产线做的人，大家都晓得。
We know the biggest problem of production is bottleneck.
我们都知道在生产线的整条线里面呢，最怕的就是有瓶颈。
Yes, you have to carry out, you have to beat the deadline, but not enough worker to solve the bottleneck.
在这个整个生产线我们必须要如期完成，但是就怕碰到瓶颈。
No, not enough workers.
因为这个瓶颈就是工人不够。
So Jesus said, it is not true that nobody want to believe.
所以主耶稣说，不是说没有人要信神。
Sometimes we may think, ah, now this is the end time. People don't want to hear the gospel.
有时候我们会告诉自己，因为这个是末日了，所以很多人都不信了。
So this become the best excuse that we do nothing.
我们常常拿这个来当成一个借口，所以我们不用传福音了。
But it's not true.
但是这个不是真的。
Jesus said, even the end time, but the harvest are still plenty.
主耶稣说，就算到了末日，外面的庄稼实在太多了。
Actually, before the deadline, before the second coming, the harvest shall be more.
那么在神再来的日子之前，庄稼会越来越多。
Just like this afternoon, just this morning session.
就好像今天早上的部分一样。
After I finished the sermon, I was about to go down to eat. Actually, I saw a truth seeker want to ask question.
那么今天下午，今天早上聚完会之后要吃中饭之前，我碰到一个慕道者问我问题。
Actually, nobody invited him to come, but he was just living in the neighborhood, and he just walk in to ask to do the truth seeking.
那么这个慕道者并没有任何人引请他来，他只不过就是邻居 住在我们旁边路过，他来问我们问题。
I think even if we do nothing, but even people walk in.
就算我们不出去传福音，我们看到人自己会走进来的。
But how much more if we go out to outreach to knock the door to give the flyers? I think more people shall come to hear this gospel.
所以如果我们把它正面的思想，我们真正的出去把福音带到每一家的门口去，那么我们可以想到多少人会来。
There are people who want to hear the gospel.
因为在这个里面有许许多人都想听福音啊。
Especially in this Canada.
特别是在加拿大这个地方。
Freedom of religion.
因为这里是宗教信仰自由的。
So many new immigrants come here.
我们看到许许多多的新移民来到这个地方。
When a new immigrant come to a new country, it is the best time to preach to them.
我们都知道新移民来到新的地方，这是最佳时机。
Why?
为什么
？Because their hearts, they find the emptiness, and they find their problem, the uncertainty. So they need to think about God.
因为新移民来到新地方，总是有不安，总是有寂寞，这两点就让他们能够更亲近神。
So Jesus said, "There are plenty of harvest, but the workers are few."
所以主耶稣在这边说，要收的庄稼多，但是做工的人太少。
So Jesus said, "What shall they do?"
主耶稣，那我们怎么办呢
？Verse 37,
37节
，Verse 8, 38节。So you should pray the Lord of the harvest to send a worker to collect his harvest.
所以在这边要求。庄稼的主呢，打发工人去收他的庄稼出来。
This is very important.
这里重点来了。
Jesus said, "You pray to God, touch the man."
那么主耶稣说，要我们要能够诚心来求，来能够布道给人家。
Sometimes we think, why there's not enough workers?
我们有时候会想，为什么工人太少呢？
Sometimes we just go to encourage him. Say, "Hey, come. Why don't you don't do the holy work?"
我们常常会碰到人会说，哎，来服侍神了，来做神的工吧。
Sometimes we find it's very difficult. Even you talk so much, but sometimes we don't feel the move, the fire inside.
有时候我们看到许许多人都会讲，但是呢，就是没有办法在行动上表现。
But here Jesus tells us.
但是主耶稣在这里告诉我们
，You pray to God, and God will touch the heart of the people.
那么主耶稣在这里告诉我们，我们求神，神就会感动工人。
This is very important.
这里是一个很重要的重点。
Yes, we can encourage other people, but it is God who moves a person's heart.
今天我们希望工人多，我们当然可以去鼓励、勉励工人出来。
What kind of workers we need?
但是神才是真的感动人心的。什么样的工人我们需要
？Of course, all the church members can be workers of God.
今天我们整个教会里面所有的信徒都是神的工人。
If we go to preach to people,
今天我们每一位都出去布道。
Give out the leaflet.
我们给福音小册。
Invite them to come.
邀请这些人来。
We are the worker of God.
今天我们就是工人。
So everybody is worker.
所以每一位都是工人。
Secondly speaking.
第二个。
We need more full-time worker.
我们需要更多的全职工人。
In the future development of True Jesus Church.
我们往未来来看我们真耶稣教会的发展。
Maybe 10 years, 20 years, 30 years later.
我们十年、二十年、三十年的计划。
The key point is we need more full-time worker.
重点在于我们需要有更多的全职传道工人。
Look at our Taiwan churches.
我们看看台湾的教会。
Why True Jesus Church in Taiwan can develop so quickly?
我们为什么看到台湾教会发展的如此的兴旺
？Because there are so many good, love God, the worker, full-time worker.
在那个地方，我们看到许许多多为神努力奉献的全职工人。
For more than 100 full-time preacher.
我们看到有超过100位的全职工人。
That's why there are many ox, many cow in the field. The Bible said, and that's why the produce are many.
所以我们看到像圣经里面说的外面的羊群牛群特别多那么可以生产更多。
So today is the same.
今天同理。
We have to ask God to touch our younger generation.
今天我们要求神来感动我们的青年下一代。
More of us, the young people, can be in future used by God.
那么让我们的青年下一代呢能够让神来使用。
I remember when I was in the NYTS in the past.
我记得在过去我参加这个青年的圣经讲习会。
At that time, the elder Yang was our teacher.
在那个时候，杨长老是我们的讲师。
Every time he talks his class, he will not forget to encourage the young people to come out.
每一次他只要上课，他都会跟学生说，一定要为神工作。
And especially elder Yang remind us.
特别杨长老常常这样提醒我们。
Talk to the brothers.
那么告诉弟兄们
，I hope some of you in future can work for God full time.
那么告诉弟兄们，未来希望在座的弟兄都能够成为传道。
Some of them, not all of them. 有一些了，
有一些能够成为神的传道。
Not, of course, not everybody is God's will, but some of us, he hope can be work for God.
他希望在座的弟兄们有些都能够成为神的工人。
Because he knows more full time worker is very important.
因为他知道。全职工人越多就越好。
So we ask God in future prepare more workers for our church development in Vancouver and even whole Canada.
所以今天我们要求神能够感动更多的有志的人，能够为神来做全职的工作。
I know in other church denominations.
我知道在其他的教派里。
Even though not all the young people is full time.
那么虽然他们不是说所有的青年们都是这个全职。
But they encourage the young people.To spend half a year or even 1 year volunteer work, send them to overseas to work to preach the God the Bible.
但他们的方法就是鼓励这些青年们能够花一年或是半年的时间到海外去为神的工作。
That's why the church spread very fast.
所以我们会看到有些教派为什么 这个宣道这么快速。
So today we have the truth.
今天我们有真理。
We have the Holy Spirit.
今天我们有圣灵。
But how much we encourage our young people to work for God?
但是我们今天如何多少的来鼓励我们的青年能够做神的工人？
So thank God in Vancouver Church in the whole Canada, I think we have lots of youth.
很感谢神，今天我们看到许许多的青年在加拿大，在温哥华教会。
So we have to pray to God, ask God to touch our youth more to work for God more.
所以今天在我们的祷告里面，我们要求神的灵感动他们，让他们能够出来为神工作。
Let's turn back to Psalm 122.
我们再看回诗篇122篇。
Psalm 122.
诗篇122篇。
Verse 7.
第七节。第七节，愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。
Verse 8.
第八节，因我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说愿平安在你们中间。
Verse 9.
第九节，因神因主我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。
Here we can see the concluding part of the psalm is very beautiful.
那么这边我们看到这个诗的结尾非常的美。
Yes, we always pray for ourselves.
没错，我们常常为了自己祷告。
But the better thing is.Here, tell us, he prayed for the whole city, he prayed for the brother and sister, so that peace will be among them.
这边告诉我们说，他为了城，为了宫中，以及弟兄同伴来祷告，那么愿神的平安在我们当中。
He knows this is the key to receive blessing.
因为作诗人知道这是得神祝福的关键。
If Jerusalem is blessed, I'll be blessed.
如果耶路撒冷城被神的祝福，那么我们也会兴旺。
If Jerusalem has peace, I'll be peaceful.
如果耶路撒冷得了平安，我也会得平安。
Today is the same.
今天同样道理。
Do we pray for the peace of Jerusalem?
我们是不是真的为耶路撒冷求平安呢？
We pray for his weaknesses.
今天我们真的为耶路撒冷的软弱来求吗？
Do we pray for the leaders, church leader, the church board, the brother and sister, the preachers?And the ministers,
我们是不是为了职务会、为了教会的工人来祷告呢？
Do we pray for the increase of his numbers?
我们是不是为了教会的增加人数来祷告呢？
Do we pray and ask God to touch the heart of more people to work for God?
我们是不是真的在我们祷告当中求神能够感动更多的工人出来做事呢？
May we pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
愿我们大家都能够为了耶路撒冷的平安而求。
Let's sing him.
请唱诗。
262
赞美诗262首。